Today is the first day for early voting for this May's upcoming primary elections. Yesterday saw the end of voter registration, but you can still check your registration and precinct ballot using the state's official voter website, IndianaVoters.com. Monroe County Elections Supervisor Karen Wheeler says early voting takes place at Monroe County Election Central in downtown Bloomington.
And it's from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock here at Election Central. And the address is 401 West 7th Street, Suite 100. And we are basically open from Monday through Friday, that same hours, although that's a Tuesday through Friday, until we get to the day before election. May 6th is our last day to vote early, and we open at 8 o'clock, but then we close at noon. And then the next day, which will be election day, you would need to vote at your poll site. But we have two Saturdays, and that would be April 20th and April 27th, that early voting is open again here at Election Central. And the voting hours is from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock on those two Saturdays.
On the ballot in this year's primary are five contested races for the Bloomington City Council. In District 1, incumbent Chris Sturbaum faces Democratic challengers Kate Rosenbarger and Denise Valkyrie. In District 2, incumbent Dorothy Granger faces Democratic challengers Daniel Bingham and Sue Sgambaluri. In District 4, incumbent Dave Rollo faces a challenge from Mayo Michelson. In District 5, incumbent Isabel Piedmont-Smith faces Ryan Maloney. And six candidates are vying for three at-large seats on the Bloomington City Council. Council members Susan Sandberg, Jim Sims, and Andy Ruff face challengers Vaux Booker, Jean Kapler, and Matt Flaherty. Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton is also seeking re-election. Hamilton will appear on primary ballots along with former Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge. Barge resigned yesterday from her county commissioner's position. She suspended campaigning for Bloomington mayor 2 weeks ago after an article in the Indiana Daily Student brought up allegations of sexual harassment by a former Monroe County contractor. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Don Guerra.